Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mastermind Your Launch. We are broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites. I'm your host, Stephanie Diaz, and I am super excited because today I have a couple of Atlanta entrepreneurs sharing their journey to connect students with mentors and helping them navigate their educational experience. Here with me today are Brian Sikanchina and Doug Rhodes of Work Ready Grad. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Why don't you really quick give like two sentences, what is Work Ready Grad?
Work Ready Grad is a college and career readiness tool for students, and it's a pipeline development tool for STEM employers.
And I'm so excited to dive into this because I met you guys just, you know, recently, but since meeting you and learning about Work Ready Grad, I have had so many conversations with people that are aligned with a similar mission of really wanting to help connect students with opportunities for mentorship and for employment. So I'm super excited to dive in. Why don't you both give a little introduction about yourself, say your name and share a little bit about your background?
My name is Brian Sikanchina. I'm an Atlanta native. Went to Lakeside High School near Tucker. Went to Georgia Tech, studied biomedical engineering, and graduated in 2008. Immediately after, took my biomed degree, worked in a hedge fund for 4 years, and then in 2013, decided to make the plunge and switch from finance to education.
Love it. We're going to dive more into how Georgia Tech inspired all of this in just a second. Doug, introduce yourself.
Doug Rhodes. I'm originally from Hawaii. I've been in Atlanta since 93, and my background has been sales and business development. And met with Brian back in September and loved what he was doing and came aboard, and we've had a great time since.
Awesome. Now, Brian, why don't you take us kind of into the story of how Work Ready Grad became an idea? And that inspiration in the first place.
Work Ready Grad was inspired by my participation in the alumni mentoring program at Georgia Tech called Mentor Jackets. I had been in that program for 3 years as a mentee and was impacted so strongly by it. I continued to participate as a mentor for 5 years subsequently. Coming from Georgia Tech, I wanted to figure out, because this program was so impactful for me, how can technology scale the best aspects so that far more students could participate? That was the original inspiration of the technology.
So share more specifically about the experience with Mentor Jackets.
Well, it was beautiful because, you know, I think most college students have a general idea of what they want to do, but that idea can shift as my ideas did. So I was biomedical engineering was my major. Initially, I went into tech thinking I wanted to have both a medical degree and an engineering degree so I could make medical devices and then actually use them with patients. And so my first year in the program, the nice thing about it is that every year they pair you with an alumnus who's in the industry you want to get into. And if your interests shift from 1 year to the next, that's perfectly fine. They'll just find someone who's a good match for you as your own thought process develops. So my first year, they put me with a general surgeon from Emory Hospital. And then my second year, as my experiences on campus widened and I got really interested into finance, paired me with a hedge fund manager from Morgan Stanley. That led to me actually getting my first job after I graduated. That's a different story I can tell later. Post that year, going into my senior year, I had done research with stem cells from mice, trying to grow tendon and ligament tissue using these stem cells in a novel hydrogel. And I just saw so many brilliant ideas taking place in the research labs that were remaining in the research labs, not getting out to impact the community. So I got really, really interested in entrepreneurship and how do you translate research into products that can help people. And so my third year, they actually paired me with an active angel investor from the Atlanta startup scene. And the beautiful thing about it is, although you're paired for 1 year as part of the program, you know, he's still my mentor. His name's Mead Sutterfield.
What's it like being in college, you know, you're exploring all of these subjects kind of in theory in the classroom, but then getting to have that one-on-one time with a mentor and learning, you know, how it's all being applied in the real world. How did that really just expand your experience?
I think a lot of it comes down to what maybe psychologists now would refer to as emotional maturity, EQ. Mm-hmm. In school, we're so focused on academic performance and getting our high marks, which are absolutely important, and, you know, developing your critical thinking skills and so forth. But at some point, you have to ask yourself, you know, why am I doing this? What is going to be the future application of all this time and effort that I'm putting into this degree? How do I want to, you know, share these skill sets, you know, with the world to produce something that's going to positively impact those I interact with? And when you spend time with mentors, people who went to your school, who've been through your experience and can talk to you about real world applications and opportunities where they could see you being passionate and driving yourselves towards making real solutions, you know, for that industry, then that just makes alive all the content that you're learning, because you're thinking about success not in terms of just high marks on your grade and your report cards, but you're thinking about success in terms of, what do I want my life to be like in the future, and how is every day that I'm now living as a student aligned with this future vision that I now have for myself. That's just such a beautiful thing, and I just wanted to be able to share that with more people.
Well, and it's so important too. I mean, college is one of the biggest investments, you know, that you make in your future. And, you know, people joke about how the percentage of people that have a college degree that don't actually work in their degree. And that's really such a shame, because there's, you know, so much time and money, you know, and effort that's put into them achieving that degree, you know, for it to not serve them in a real way. It just shouldn't be, it shouldn't be the norm, for sure.
Definitely.
So how do you think it changed you when you got into the workforce?
When I got into the workforce, I was able to acknowledge that not only is there frustration and anxiety on the student's part about what am I going to do and how will I get there, but there's also a level of anxiety and frustration about how am I going to grow my company and how am I going to more easily tap into the talent coming out of my local schools to grow my organization in a time-efficient, cost-efficient way? You know, is there a better way? And so the beautiful part about Work Ready Grad is I got to combine both a personal interest and an academic interest. The personal interest involved my participation in the mentorship program. That more academic, intellectual interest had to do with the work I was doing in the hedge fund. I was actually studying macroeconomics as it would impact over a $750 million fund. This was a global macro fund, and the research of the economic think tank within it, if the portfolio manager believed his top analysts, would impact the stock investments, the currency investments of the fund. And I got really interested in the role of innovation and education to spur regional economic development as it would impact our holdings within the investment fund. And so by getting into edtech, education technology, I got to combine both a personal and professional interest.
So talk to us about some of your first steps when you started putting Work Ready Grad into action.
For 2 years, I had the idea, probably maybe 2+ years, I had the idea and was telling different leadership at Georgia Tech about it. And I got so many pats on the back saying, Brian, that would be great. That would be wonderful if this existed, because we know all the people who could benefit from it. But I had a full-time job at the time, and I was telling them, you can have the idea, just go build out the idea I'm describing to you and help people. It's yours. You can have it.
Oh, really?
I've got my full-time job to do. But after 2 years of pats on the back, but no one actually took the ball and ran with it, I found out that in the computer science department at Georgia Tech, they have senior capstone classes where students take on real problems submitted by industry in the community for this last project before they graduated. And I proposed Work Ready Grad as a capstone project. And so a team of students built it, saying, if this existed, I would want to use it. And so they built it as their final project before they graduated. And then we did a mini pilot in the biomed department with over 200 students and alumni and 30 major employers. We were the only capstone project that year that not only had a tangible product, but one that was implemented within a community, all within the course of that, all within the time frame of that class.
That's incredible. So now you have like an actual platform.
Yes.
So then what did you do?
Well, then I you know, in the process of talking to people in Georgia who cared about education and workforce development, I came across a wonderful woman named Jenny Williams. She's from the Technical College System of Georgia, and we happened to be at an event sitting next to each other. And when I told her about Work Ready Grad, she was telling me about her work with the college and career academies around the state. And in particular, she invited me to the Central Educational Center in Noonan, which is their career academy. After I got to actually meet her at a separate time and show her the technology, she believed enough in the product that the students had built, plus the idea behind it, to help us get the initial seed funding, where I then felt comfortable enough to leave the hedge fund to get into education. Because I thought, not only are people giving me a lot of positive remarks about this, but now that they're putting dollars behind it, this really could have a future. So because of Jenny Williams, we were able to do our first pilot in Noonan, Georgia.
That is a huge moment. I mean, when you see the platform come to life, and then, you know, it's amazing when you start getting the right people kind of coming into your path, you know, and it's just all just seems like perfect timing. And then you're able to actually take the leap and get into it full time. That must have been a huge moment for you.
Well, it's definitely a fun conversation with my wife when I told her I was going to leave the hedge fund and get into education. But no, it's this experience has been a blessing, because you wake up every morning and you're excited. You know that it's a worthy challenge that they're going after. It's nothing that's going to be solved overnight, but you definitely enjoy the people that you're working with and meeting, because it's you're all coming together for a collective impact that can keep you up late at night, excited about what you want to do the next day, and have you, you know, jumping out of bed to get the next day started. And in fact, our first meeting today was at 7:30 a.m. in Alpharetta. I live in Tucker. And so to, you know, make those things and be excited about it, you definitely have to be passionate.
That's for sure. We're here talking with Brian Sikonchina and Doug Rhodes of Work Ready Grad. And I'm sure, you know, the fact that this is driven by your own experience, you really know what it's like to be a student who needs that mentorship. You really know what it's like to be a student who's looking for a job and who benefits from, you know, having those programs in place. And so I'm sure that personal experience really helps you as you're getting out there, you know, to kind of keep motivated each day.
Certainly.
So really quick, I have to ask a question. How old were you when you took the leap to become a full-time entrepreneur, when you had that conversation with your wife?
Let's see. So I'm 31 now. I was about 27.
Love it. I think so many people, I don't know, you know, they just don't have that much courage at that age. So I really commend you for that, for sure. So let's give people more of a specific idea of the platform itself. Kind of describe the user experience.
Sure. So the overarching idea is that students can have a place to go to, and they can hear directly from industry, what do they care about when they're hiring talent out of our schools? You know, what's the voice of industry, and what's the voice in practically real time? Then the next piece is we have a host of these success stories of students who came through Georgia schools. We've done some initial work with Georgia Tech, with Morehouse College, with the Army JROTC, you know. And so what are these local stories about people who are now doing amazing things, continuing to work in Georgia, talking about what do you actually do day to day? How did you get there? And what do you wish you had known as a student? Regardless of what the person is doing in their professional industry, they're all answering the exact same three questions, because we want to provide something that's not only inspirational to current students and very relevant to them, but it's also highly actionable. Because think of all the times that you've taken different career assessments, or you've spoken with different counselors, and maybe they had some great advice at a very high level, but we're trying to take it down so it's very localized in terms of, I've been inspired by this person who's doing amazing work, and they were an alum of my school, you know, which organizations did they join and develop certain skill sets in? Where did they have local internships or apprenticeships? You know, which teachers had industry connections? after the student has been informed from these employer profiles looking into the future about their future hiring needs and how they define ideal talent, and after they've been inspired by these alumni success stories, we then provide what we refer to as a gamified digital resume for all the students, where they can, we call it gamified because they can accumulate experience points as a part of this digital resume. So we're trying to break down for a student what goes into a resume. What do employers care about when looking at resumes? So instead of just a big one sheet of paper with a lot of text on it, they can see at the top of this digital resume the number of points they've accumulated for experiences such as internships, leadership roles, you know, public speaking, you know, demonstration of grit, and it helps them to visualize their path, what they've done so far, and then they can drag any of those bars from where they are now, the number of points they have now, they can drag it from where they are now to where they want to be and plan out, okay, how will I get there? Which resources am I going to engage locally to take me from my current vision of myself in this digital resume to closer to my future aspirations?
A couple of things that you mentioned that I want to touch on that I think are really cool is, you know, first of all, the success stories. Now, and I could see, you know, the director of marketing for one company and how their role looks day to day can be completely different than someone who has the exact same title, but maybe in a company half the size. You know, I mean, it just could run the gamut. Sure. So allowing students the ability to see, you know, how this, you know, genre of work can differ from company to company, industry to industry is so valuable. But you know, your Mentor Jackets experience is so fantastic, but not all schools have that kind of program built in. So the fact that this allows colleges at multiple, you know, multiple sizes, multiple resources to get the same experience for their students, that's hugely valuable.
We're definitely very interested in understanding how can technology scale mentorship. And that's not just traditional mentorship between a student and an alum. We're also very interested in near-peer mentorship as well between underclassmen and upperclassmen. That can be the college level or the high school level. And why I'm really excited about that was because thinking back to when I was in college, some of the best advice I received was simply from picking the brains of the students a couple years older than me mm-hmm. who had similar interests. Though as an underclassman, understandably, there are two major challenges with near-peer mentorship. Number one is knowing who to talk to in the first place. You know, which of these students a couple of years older than me have interests aligned with my own? That's challenge number one. But then challenge number two is having the courage and confidence to then engage that upperclassman and kind of pick their brain about which classes should I take, which clubs should I join, which local resources in the community were most beneficial to you and helping you along your way. But Work Ready Grad is a tool that could help with both of those challenges.
Right. Because when people are on the platform, those are the kinds of conversations that they're expecting. When
exactly.
You're logged on, you're kind of in this, what can I do today to improve my future zone? And I would imagine that students are just a lot more open to sharing, giving advice, helping each other out.
Definitely. And there's something that I've been speaking about lately in workforce development groups about the unique, you know, value that this type of technology can provide. And what I keep hearing myself say recently is social relevance. As of late, over the last year or so, the Technical College System of Georgia has been encouraging us to go after helping to solve problems around the high demand careers in the state. And in particular, we have our sights locked in on advanced manufacturing.
For anyone who's not familiar with the term advanced manufacturing, explain a little bit about what that is.
Advanced manufacturing can have a wide range of applications, you know, whether it's building pharmaceutical therapies like at Baxter, or it's building, you know, cars at the, you know, Kia plant, or it's building planes with Gulfstream or Lockheed. There's a wide variety of sub-industries within advanced manufacturing. But when we did the initial pilot at the Career Academy in Newnan, a woman from the German Chamber of Commerce was on their advisory board. And she was talking about how even more German companies want to come to Georgia to set up shop, but there's an issue. And it's not an intellectual capital one, but it's a cultural one where parents are not encouraging their students, parents are not encouraging their youth to think about advanced manufacturing as a viable and exciting career path, because their preconception that they have today is probably images from the 1940s mm-hmm. with people covered in oil and, you know, really dirty. And it's so different now versus what it was, you know, many years ago. And so I was telling her that perhaps I think there are three things that are really important if we're going to help cause a cultural shift to occur, where students are going to want to go after a lot of these high demand, you know, skilled trade, you know, careers. One of them is simply get the facts out there about what these careers offer and a salary, because the students hear dollars. And the second piece is that it's important because a lot of the, you know, millennial generation is so engaged in media around the clock. It's important that we have a lot of pictures and video actually showing what the workplace is like in advanced manufacturing, you know, now versus, you know, to dispel, you know, the images of from many years ago, and to highlight how clean these facilities are, the level of computational problem solving that's taking place, the level of, you know, teamwork that's going on. And then the third piece, that's where that term comes up that I mentioned earlier, social relevance. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if students are learning about advanced manufacturing or any field from an encyclopedia a description of a career, versus they're hearing about a career from their older brothers and sisters, from their neighbors, from the people who came from their school, their community, who are now actively working in these companies, talking about what they actually do day to day and how they got there. It's so much more likely the student will be able to envision themselves in that field one day and think through the steps of what they need to do to follow in the footsteps of the people who came before them. And Work Ready Grad is here to help capture these stories and the input from industry and that media, so that we can then provide that to the students to have a direct connection to what is waiting for them once they get out of school, so that it's not just getting to senior year and then figuring out, you know, was I really prepared? Did the curriculum really get me there? That instead of that being the case, you know, there was dialogue that was happening, you know, much earlier, you know, real meaningful dialogue. In fact, I think a lot of parents don't necessarily have a strong preference or have a requirement in terms of my son or daughter must know what they want to do by age, you know, X or Y. But I think what they do share, a lot of parents, is that every year their son or daughter is doing something significant towards a long-term goal. We want to help facilitate that dialogue in the first place between the students and their parents and their local community. But then also we want to have a tool for them to track their development and actually see a benefit at the end of the day. In fact, one of the things I really enjoy most when I do presentations to live students is when I get to tell them, this is not just an exercise. Your participation in this tool could lead to you finding your next mentor.
It could be the game changer.
Your next job. You know, this is about you and your future, not just a homework assignment.
Well, and what's, you know, you're talking about the mentoring from past, you know, alums and things like that, but corporations, employers can actually use this to better develop the next generation, you know, of the workforce that's coming out by providing proactively that education on the platform. So, you know, corporations can come on and talk about how advanced manufacturing is, you know, actually being, you know, implemented in their company, the kind of roles that are available, the kind of skill sets, what a day in the life looks like. I mean, that's huge. And it's a marketing piece for these employers to position themselves to get that top talent at the end of the day. But then it's also an educational piece to let students know as early as possible in the process, this is where you need to be if you want a shot to come work here. So huge value there.
That's exactly right. We have this belief that Georgia has a huge population of, you know, positive role models in industry who do care about the youth and do care about the future talent pipeline for our state. But what all these positive role models have in common? They're very busy people with little free time. So we're very intentional about the tool being something that makes it easy for any professional to be able to tell their story and inspire the actual day-to-day decisions that the youth are making from their community who want to follow in their footsteps one day. And what's exciting is that when we engage these, you know, companies, we could be seeing support on the human resources, you know, recruiting side, because they want to make sure they're creating more brand awareness in front of students and have an easier way to, you know, onboard talent for either internships or full-time placement. But we're also seeing support from the corporate social responsibility side, because a lot of the communities, a lot of the employers believe about investing in their communities, and they're looking for ways to mobilize their employees in a way that, you know, won't have to align the calendars of 10 different or 20 or 100 different, you know, people for a certain date, but something that anyone can do on their own time that could be, you know, their effort spending 20 minutes telling their success story could impact, you know, thousands of students for years to come.
You're so spot on. I mean, I don't know anyone who hasn't gotten, you know, achieved at least some level of success who doesn't want to turn around and help, but it's leveraging that time and making it easy. So I love that you guys are, you know, using this technology to help people do that from anywhere. And speaking of, you know, turning around and helping others, I know that there have been some people in your life, you know, that have been a huge part of your success. Why don't you share, you know, some of the people that have been really meaningful along your journey?
So I've mentioned two of them already. Mead Sutterfield, one of my mentors in mentor jackets, and the second one being Jenny Williams from the TCSG. A third person would be Aisha Khanna. She's over the Points of Light Civic Accelerator, which we were accepted into in 2013. I want to mention her because she's still going strong in terms of helping social-minded organizations, whether you're a nonprofit or you're a for-profit with the, you know, trying to do social good. She would allow both entities to apply to be a part of the Points of Light Civic Accelerator. And by the way, for those of you who have not heard of Points of Light before, it was established by the senior President Bush, and it is the largest volunteer mobilization organization in the country. I don't have the exact number, but the last time I read about it, I think they helped mobilize something like over 3-4 million Americans last year to do, you know, volunteer work in their local communities. And so the beautiful aspect of the work Aisha's doing is she's putting together not only great programs for social-minded entrepreneurs, but you're in a cohort that has come together and is providing support to you at a critical time, because getting a company from an idea stage to a viable tool that can be implemented, that whole process definitely doesn't happen overnight. And it can be, as sometimes you can feel, although people want to be encouraging, you know, you're the subject matter expert in the area that you're focused on, and people want to be supportive of you, but there's so many hats you have to wear, as you've probably heard a lot of people say, when you're starting a business, it can be somewhat of a lonely time. So even if there are other social entrepreneurs in different industries, going through that process with Aisha and her team, it definitely made us feel like we're on the right track. The possibilities are limitless. Whatever happens in the end, you know, we're going to do the best we can and enjoy the path. And being able to get in that mindset is so critical to be able to overcome the challenges that are going to come after you. You don't know when they're going to happen or how significant they will be. But if you have that mindset that in time, you know, we will overcome this, I'm intentional about surrounding myself with the right advisors and strong teammates, you know, such as Doug here, there's nothing that we won't be able to overcome in time, just as long as you have the right attitude.
I love it. I mean, mindset and community are basically, that's it for me right there. When it comes to the biggest lessons I know for me and so many of the other entrepreneurs that have been on the show, I mean, it really comes down to mindset and community at the end of the day. So great advice there. Doug, do you have any advice that you want to share? You know, just things that you've learned as you've been a part of Work Ready Grad that
I think the most important thing for me is the community spirit that we do in this. This is just not a job or a career. It's, to me, it's helping all aspects. So if somebody's listening to this, if you have a passion for students, if you have a passion for the education program, you want to be a service and help, we'd love to hear from you and talk to you, because there's so many different ways we can connect. And one thing I've I've experienced over the years just in sales and business development and a couple of companies I've owned, everybody seems to have different points that they can work on in the business industry and the education industry, but they don't have a tool that ties it together. And what I found since a short time I've been with Brian September, we're that tool. So we're able to help people that have existing products or projects they're working on and helping them tie that all together between academia and education.
I love it. Now, where should people go if they want to learn more about Work Ready Grad and check out the platform?
They can go to workreadygrad.com. We're trying to make the tool very user-friendly. Like no one had to, we're looking at how students were using social, like using social media, it normally taught them how to use these tools because they're intuitive. Like no one taught the students how to use Facebook or how to tweet on Twitter. So we're trying to do something that is incredibly intuitive and something where, although they might hear about it from their teachers, this will be so exciting and worthwhile that they're going to want to share it with their friends.
Yeah. So, I mean, share a little bit more about what's next for Work Ready Grad.
Sure. So, as I mentioned, our first major pilot with the TCS, Technical College System of Georgia, the TCSG, was in Coweta County in Noonan, Georgia, at their Central Educational Center, their Career Academy there. The question since that has been, how do we take this idea and take it to the next level? How do we start to scale it, you know, around the state? And what we're really excited about was when Governor Deal announced the High Demand Career Initiative Sector Partnership Grant. The idea behind it was that it wanted to help facilitate more dialogue between industry and academia. Because the question was, can the state do a better job of listening to the needs of industry and time efficiently and effectively relating that to our schools to make sure that they are in fact graduating talent that's relevant to our Georgia workforce? This grant is actually going to be due in 4 weeks from now, February 24th. Georgia is broken down into 12 workforce regions, and we've had a number of great conversations with the half of the regions we've been able to meet so far. So we'll know in 4 weeks how many want to include us in their proposal, but that is where we're headed, and I'm excited about that, not only because of the opportunity to potentially be a part of the grant, but more importantly, because the fact that if we are a part of this grant, that the workforce leadership within each of the regions around the state will be the ones including us in their programming. And they're going to be the ones who already have longstanding relationships with the colleges and the career academies in their regions. These are their, you know, their neighbors and the industry in their areas, that they're the ones that will be bringing us into their communities to help them build talent that is highly relevant to their needs, rather than us having to knock on everyone's door around the state. Having a channel like that, I think, is going to be incredible for 2017.
That is a huge opportunity. I mean, and just to think about, you know, the fact that you guys are so ready for it. The platform is there, you know, but it's about opportunities like this. And just to see how that need kind of came to the table that, you know, Georgia said, you know, we really need to do something proactively. And there you were, and you were able to jump in the conversation. So I want everyone listening to send really, really good vibes to Brian and Doug over the next couple of weeks, because this could really be a game changer for you guys, for sure.
Definitely.
That's exciting.
Most definitely, yes.
I love it. Okay, so one more time, where should people go to check you guys out and learn more about Work Ready Grad?
They can go to simply www.workreadygrad.com. And if anyone wants to reach out to me directly, my email address is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at workreadygrad.com.
Not brain at workreadygrad.com.
It's close.
I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for being here today. It was really a pleasure having you guys on the show.
We enjoyed it.
And thank you.
All right. Thank you to the listeners. And remember that today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.